Through the Shadows, Scenes from Childhood. I must be from another planet.
A large family lived next door to me, and they all had games of prisoner's base and all kinds of lovely games. And I was never asked over because I was a dull little girl. So I would stick as much of my face as possible through the fence and watch them.
Get out! Get out!
I was always the new kid in school. We kept moving, and I never really fit in, and always felt like I was from another planet. And for a while, I labored under the delusion that I, too, had X-ray vision and was from Krypton.
When I was 8, I drew a big S, a Superman insignia. So I cut it out as best I could and had my mother get a safety pin and put that on my chest. And I put a cape on. So I went charging off into the playground, charged up the monkey bars, right to the top, and when I got right to the top, a kid smashed me right in the face and threw me back down to the ground, and that was that. But I really believed it, and I really believed I had the power just for that moment.
Once upon a time, there lived a monster, but it was a queer-looking monster. It kept changing colors. It liked people, but people were afraid of him.
I was sort of overgrown and heavy, and I had this bright red hair, hung down straight, didn't have a curl in it. I thought I was the ugliest thing in the world.
I was really shy because I grew up in a mainly white environment. You're all of a sudden realizing that people are treating you differently, and you're not really quite sure why, and so people wouldn't want to sit at a cooking table with me. I remember once this little kid that lived across the street, he had a bicycle with a bell, so everybody wanted to ride it. So I was riding it one day, and he came up to me and said, Beverly, my mother doesn't want any black kids riding my bike.
I always thought it was like shades, because, you know, all the white kids, were some of them were bright and some were dark. And I thought I was just a little dark white kid. I didn't know.
I know. Everybody hates him.
Everybody hates him.
He's too conceited. Like, he's too cheap. When he gets mad or he's real embarrassed or he's happy or something, his face turns all red.
Turns really red.
He turns like a tomato.
Yeah, it's all red.
So we call him Mr. Tomato Head.
So all the people were mean to the changing colored monster. He got very mad and he started changing colors. First he was blue, and then he was yellow, and then he was red.
When I was in third grade, my first friend in this neighborhood was a kid who befriended me, and I could tell there was something a little wrong with him, but I couldn't tell what. He was a few years older, and he said, yeah, let's go into this coal chute, this people's house. Yeah, they owe me something, and I think something I left in here. I kind of knew it was wrong, but here was a kid being nice to me. We went through and ransacked this house. And about 4 months later, coming home from school, I saw police were talking to him. And he was pointing up the street at my house. And I had to go to juvenile court for it. So now, not only am I the new kid in school, but all the other kids' parents in my neighborhood were telling their kids not to play with me.
I was a misfit. I've always thought of myself as different. I spent a lot of time in the top of that willow tree, great big weeping willow. And I just got up there when I was feeling sorry for myself, which a good part of the time I was, and sat there, and people called me and stuff, and things went on, and hours went by, and I just didn't come down. I just stayed up there. I could see everywhere, all around, but nobody could see me.
I developed a friend named Billy, and he was a real, almost like he was real. Yeah, because I remember my mom taking my snowsuit off and having her take Billy's snowsuit off, too. He had dark hair, husky, little cowboy kind of boy. He was exactly my age, you know, my size, and pretty much wore what I wore. He was a good friend.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Tina.
Who's Tina?
Tina's a bad girl.
Is she a friend of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Where does she live?
At the house.
I see. What's the daddy's name?
Daddy.
Well, you're not making... Jeanette, sweetie, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to turn this thing off now because you're not making much sense.
I know, said the people. We'll keep you as our pet. So they did. But the monster stayed in his room by himself. He changed colors because he was sad.
I felt very much like a loner, and I did a lot of things alone. We were both abused, my brother and I. There was no question as to this was my way of life. This is my father. I wished that he was like everybody else's father. My thoughts about it were that someday I was going to grow up and that it wouldn't have to be there anymore. And that's what I wanted, basically, was to grow up.
Once I went away to a big castle named, and there was a big giant in it, and I climbed up the ladder. I went in the house, and I didn't eat me up. He was a friendly giant.
So I got into my head that I must be a lost princess and that somehow I had to find my way back. So I never found any proof, but I would have these screaming fights with my parents about how I was adopted anyway and I was going to leave soon and go to my true home. I don't know where my true home was. It was like in a castle in a forest. It wasn't in Oradell, New Jersey anyway.
Always felt like I was from another planet.
When I was laying in bed, I could see out my window and I could see the sky out of my window at night. That was when I first thought that there was really flying saucers, because those searchlights that they occasionally put out, corner of my eye would catch that go by. I just believed in that, kind of like, why don't you come down and take me away kind of feeling.
Skip through the shadows. Scenes from childhood. I Must Be from Another Planet was produced by Jenna Allison, with thanks to Susan Stone. Theme music by Larry London. Skip Through the Shadows was made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund.